Johnny, pull this one.
Oh, a gold corsage box.
Maybe you got a corsage.
A corsage.
Oh, my God, a corsage. Woo, woo, woo.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Give me that knife, David.
Case you're missing the bill, this big boy. He's asleep.
He's working with a paper.
Yeah,
come in,
kill.
Oh, I came out what I got.
Mark, don't open it yet. Oh, go ahead. Open
go
it.
Ahead, go ahead, tell me.
Oh, I could believe. I got a... I'm pulling out my license here.
I got a yeah.
red scarf thing of dookie from Guatemala and a blue skirt link.
To
Guatemala City. From Guatemala City. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's a skirt.
You made a special trip down to get it for us.
Yes.
I've probably got some like that, need to. Thank you.
Tell me what you got.
It's a...
Body.
I can't even tell what color it is.
Green.
No, it's green. It's
right on.
Oh, you didn't hang that bad.
Yeah, I got a real, you know, sort of beat-looking black turtleneck sweater, sort of sweatshirt thing.
Jersey.
With a peace button on it, you know, one of these little three-cornered things, little peace marcher buttons.
Now
Lee got that.
Student.
Lee gave that to me. Now I can be a typical Cal student.
Can I open mine?
Yeah, open it.
Oh. I shouldn't.
Go ahead.
Mine's a big mosaic package.
Mosaic.
And it's from Kurt. It's got a big L on it. The L, you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I already said that.
Can't get the tape.
Save the paper. We've used it for about 3 years now.
It's the same paper Rioco gave us the packages in with that one year.
That was a long time ago.
That was the year that we went to Florida.
Remember?
Good heavens.
They were here when we came back?
I didn't send Rioco anything. I don't even know if I sent her a Christmas card.
I did.
Oh,
I got some terrible notes from them today.
Then they probably didn't come.
Ooh, and just paper on fire.
And it's a big brown box. Maybe it's a machine gun inside.
It's a violin.
He chopped off the neck.
That a big
flash. That's all the time. Mark is good for sure.
It's a real good.
I'll swap you. It's probably just small. That's probably bigger than this.
No, I can.
That's just stuff.
Something from the automobile club. Is that part of it?
A map box from the automobile club.
Oh, and inside is more stuffings. Oh, but there's things inside. There's all kinds of ice box things in here.
Oh, and the most gorgeous ring!
Oh, it's huge, and it's brown, and it's the neatest thing. It's like a big, huge rock.
And that's what she wanted.
That big old package.
Is that what's in it?
That's
and all the dust in it is just great big pieces of wadded up paper. Oh, Kurt, it's too neat.
The big gigantic package.
Look at it. Look at it.
Ugh.
I like it.
You like it?
Big as your head.
It's huge. Oh, yeah. Kurt, thank you.
Can I took a big boulder.
Do you like it?
It's like a
big
rock.
It's like a boulder, Lee. It has flashing lights in it.
Remember, Lee?
Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Not much of a night left. About 12.
Yeah, good night.
Bye. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christmas morning. The sun is coming up over the...
Well, I'll get checked out. So I picked up what I needed there. We were out of milk. I had taken all of the milk out of the freezer that I'd had for reserve. And we opened our last loaf of bread for breakfast. So... Oh, and we ran out of peanut butter yesterday, so I had to go. What mother would let her children get along without peanut butter? Anyway, we got peanut butter now. Yay! They had some nice fresh fruit, so I got some pears and peaches, some nectarines, and some great big muscat grapes, the kind you like. By the way, I think I told you is that Odine brought me some cornmeal. I haven't used any of it yet. But speaking of things you like made me think of it.
Hello, Daddy. This is David. And you know my swimming lessons? I can swim pretty good, you know, and I go to Bible school first, and I wait for a while, I can rest and things, you know, watch TV and like that. And then, I go to swimming lessons at 4:15 or 4:35. And but I can kind of swim on my back. Not too good. But, you know, I can, not very good, but I can't swim very long. And we're making this little cheese thing that you can chop cheese on one side, and then it has a picture of Jesus on the other side, and it has a verse on it.
Cheese board, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. That's in Bible school, not in swimming class.
Yeah.
That's basically
cool
in church.
And, you know, the coach in our swimming lessons, he would throw, you know, his keys on the bottom of the pool, you know, be a little search for him. That fun a couple times.
Good.
Do you want to talk some?
I did.
I think I already, you know, told you about what you're making.
Tell him what you're making to save till he comes home.
Oh, yes, I made something out of clay, I think, George, and a dragon. He was going to save the closet until he comes home.
He wanted to send them to you, but I was afraid that clay had all melted down into a little pudding before it got there, so I suggested he make his little things and would put them in a box and keep them until you come home. You got a letter today, too, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Well,
what about?
Can't you tell him that you appreciated it or that you
enjoyed
it? Yeah,
I like that letter.
That's the one with all the pictures, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. You want to talk?
I'm talking.
Oh, I'll talk some more, you know. Don't you?
We got that far yesterday. Now, it's a little after noon on Friday, the 17th, I guess. We got a tape from you this morning, the second one, and we were real happy to get it. You told about your trip to the Servicemen's Center and your party on the rooftop of the club and so on. I know you're not having a ball, but it could be a lot worse, and we're not really suffering. There are times when I feel like I'm going to blow my lid and splatter in all directions with the kids right in the middle of it, but really, if I can just keep from getting too involved in too many things and just sort of hold the show on the road, I guess that's about all that I can manage. It's when I take on extra things and try to do more than I'm physically and mentally capable of accomplishing that I really get frustrated and upset. David is really having a good time at Vacation Bible School. His teacher is Sharon Felkins, you know, the girl that works down at the 31 Flavors. So he told me today that she told him she would be there this afternoon and we're going to have to make a trip to 31 Flavors so he can see her. Bill finished school today, thank goodness. I don't think he did a bit better in one of the courses than he did before, but...
Yeah, I think Mark's going to live my papers, too.
Oh, me.
I see.
If I get him up.
By the way...
I have to give you the clock that we have in our bedroom, the one that won't go off until you get up and turn it off. It'll just run and run and run. It'll blast you out.
What do you want to say,
David? By the way, I showed, you know, Bill the Porsche. You know, that Porsche he was talking about.
You showed it to him, when?
Oh, at the store David found it for me. Without him, I would thank
you. This is San Diego. This is David again for about the millionth time.
In case you can't tell.
I'm making a story of Fate and George. I think maybe I already told you.
No, I don't think so.
You know, a little book of Fate and George I'm going to show you, because I found a story of it. I'm going to keep it up with my night. I'm going to send you out of clay, you know, keep it up there. I think I know if I can find it. I lost it again.
No, I haven't.
The book?
No.
I know it, but the book.
No, I think I have it.
Yeah.
You asked me if I would like to send you some sports shirts, but I don't know. But what? By the time I would get them to you, you would already have needed them enough to have bought more, so maybe I ought not to send them. I have
that one little real thin one that I think I'll put in a heavy manila envelope and airmail it. Otherwise, I'm afraid that it'd take so long for them to get to you, they wouldn't really do much good for you. Besides, those fancy ones really sound like the thing. Kurt said that it'd be a nice thing if you'd get him one of those. Then if they're much cheaper than a tuxedo, and then if he ever needed it for a formal occasion, why, he could go formal in that style. I'd like to see one. I don't recall noticing them. I vaguely have an idea what they look like, but I don't remember very well. But certainly sounds interesting. I hope it won't be too boring and too unhappy for you there without your trip to Hong Kong right now. There really isn't anything I can do to make it nicer, I guess. Too far away. If you could think of anything that I could send you that would help, I'd be glad to, but I don't know how long it would take for it to reach you, so I don't know what I ought to try to send. Has anyone on the ship, or does anyone that you know, have they received packages? Maybe if you could find out about how long it takes, then I could gauge a little better what I would want to get and send to you.
Southern California Sacred Music Station. Thank you. 45 minutes, you've been listening. Smith playing Trust and Obey. KHOF time now, 17 minutes past 1 o'clock. You're listening to your Sacred Serenade from KHOF here in Los Angeles. A medley of two now by Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. Well, it sounds as if Stuart Churchill isn't sounding in the peak of his prime yet this morning and this afternoon. So we'll listen to another Ted Smith selection, then go back to Fred Waring. composed by Stuart Hamblin, featuring an encore from Ted Smith. And now that medley we promised you by Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians, in a monastery garden and Gloria in Excelsis. My Faith Looks Up to Thee, music by Paul Mickle. George Beverly. Another selection. Thank you. What a Friend We Have in Jesus, the music of Ralph Carmichael's Christian Faith Orchestra and harp. And we also heard Beyond the Sunset, played by the Fred Sanborn Orchestra, featuring Jan Sanborn at the keyboard. Are you ready?